Tonight on the Worldview Report, we have more news on that Chinese cyber hack, and it's slowly spreading beyond just Hawaii. We'll tell you what it all means. A Turkish lawmaker suffers a heart attack while criticizing Israel in a speech before Parliament. And beware of what you get from Amazon. We have a report that hundreds of items sold by the online retailer contain hidden cameras meant to spy on your household. We also have reports from James O'Keefe on a damaging leaked video showing how IBM, their executives, discriminate against whites and Asians in their hiring practices. And we have an on-the-ground coverage report from the UN's COP28 Climate Summit with our friend and broadcast partner, Alex Newman. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. We have more news tonight on the Chinese attempt to hack into critical U.S. infrastructure, including water and utility systems, ports, and other key services. And this, a precursor to a larger Chinese war effort, many are warning this could become a very dicey issue. Well, a report came out Tuesday, December 12th, in the globalist magazine Foreign Affairs that says China appears to be gearing up its cyber hackers for all-out war. This is critical information because Foreign Affairs is the magazine of record for the Council on Foreign Relations, which makes it the official magazine for top-level globalist neocon war hawks in Washington and London. So watch this report from independent journalist Steve Ram's YouTube channel.
Hackers affiliated with China's People's Liberation Army have infiltrated critical services here in the U.S.
Watch out. China's cyber army is on the attack.
China's cyber army is invading critical U.S. services, caused societal chaos inside the United States to affect our decision-making around a crisis.
Attack ports, attack water supply, attack energy supplies. So in short, China's preparing for war with the United States.
China-affiliated hackers hit critical U.S. infrastructure, computer systems for water, power, communications, and transportation bodies. They have been affected. This just coming out today. Now, this comes as yesterday I share with you the breaking news live as soon as it came out. China's cyber army is invading critical U.S. services. A utility in Hawaii, a West Coast port, and a pipeline are among the victims in the past year, but this all intensifying and coming out just yesterday that this is going to be increasing, because take a look at this coming out today. The big one, preparing for a long war with China. January and February 2024, they're saying that 2024 looks like it is going to be the year of war. The United States, China, Israel, Hamas, Ukraine, Russia, things are intensifying, and I'm going to be sharing with you the latest so you know exactly what's going on. So we're going to be taking a look at video footage and articles that have come out in the past 24 hours. But before we do me a quick favor. I know this is not the news that anybody wants to hear, that we could be looking at a potential war, that there could be cyber attacks, and there's at least 24 different known infrastructure systems that are under threats by China at this time. However, if you appreciate the information and you believe like I
do, you think the mainstream corporate media and Hollywood are trying to tell us something with all these reports about cyber attacks? This is something we've been talking about for many years, but suddenly the mainstream media has latched on to this topic like a junkyard dog. Well, don't forget about the film that was just released last week, produced by Barack and Michelle Obama, called Leave the World Behind. The movie, which is currently the number one most watched film on Netflix, it's about a major cyber attack that leaves major portions of the U.S. without power, internet, and call service, while the government leaves Americans on their own to scavenge for food, water, and medicines. Think about that, folks. Hollywood, well, they have a documented history of predictive programming through its cooperation with the CIA and other intelligence agencies. So, you might want to prepare accordingly. a Turkish lawmaker who was threatening Israel with the wrath of Allah during a speech in that nation's General Assembly Hall, suddenly collapsed to the floor with a heart attack, according to reports. A report from the Shiva World said the speaker was Hassan Bizmez. He said on the assembly floor, quote, "We can perhaps hide from our conscience, but not from history," end quote. Then he warned, quote, "Israel will suffer the wrath of Allah," end quote. And within a few seconds, the lawmaker collapsed to the floor and people rushed to his assistance. Watch this.
Allah'ın gazabından kurtulamayacaksınız. Hepinizi saygıyla selamlıyorum. Allah'ın gazabından kurtulamayacaksınız. Hepinizi saygıyla selamlıyorum.
Reports from Turkey explained he underwent CPR and was rushed to a hospital where he was reported to be in critical condition. According to the Daily Mail, Hassan is 53 years old. This next story will blow your mind, or maybe it won't. Well, it all depends on how familiar you are with so-called the Internet of all things. The BBC reports that spy cameras disguised as clothes hooks are for sale on Amazon, despite the firm being sued over the gadgets. One clothes hook camera listing seen by the BBC features a picture of the device positioned in a bathroom. A U.S. judge recently ruled the retail giant must face a case brought by a woman who alleges she was filmed in the bathroom using a clothes hook camera purchased on Amazon. A private expert has said the misuse of such devices may break British laws. Amazon declined to comment on the issue. The U.S. legal action against the company was brought by a foreign exchange student and aspiring actress. She alleges that while staying in a West Virginia home and still a child, she was, well, privately recorded in the bathroom using a camera disguised as a clothes hook, which she says was purchased on Amazon. The man alleged to have been responsible is facing trial. Her complaint to a United States District Court notes that the listing on Amazon, where the camera had allegedly been purchased, was illustrated with a picture of it being used to hang towels along with the phrase, quote, "It won't attract attention," end quote. The complaint also alleges that the use of the camera was, quote, "foreseeable to Amazon," end quote, and seeks punitive damages against Amazon Inc., Amazon.com Services LLC, and other unnamed defendants. Amazon recently attempted unsuccessfully to have the case dismissed, arguing in a very simple way that it wasn't responsible for how the camera was used. The BBC searched for similar cameras on Amazon.co.uk, and they found a number of listings. One clothes hook camera, that product description, showed it positioned over a bath. Another image showed it beside a bed. Another clothes hook camera, well, it has an illustration showing it positioned in a bedroom and separately in a section displaying potential uses. It has an image of a couple arguing with the text, quote, "cheating," end quote, superimposed. There are other cameras for sale on the site, including an alarm clock that has a hidden camera with an illustration showing footage being viewed on a phone of a clothed but amorous couple on a bed. A camera disguised as a USB charger, which has an image which shows it filming a couple indoors in a romantic embrace, is included. A camera hidden inside a smoke alarm, which claims it could be used to help, quote, "monitor an unfaithful partner," end quote. There was even a bathroom spy camera disguised as a shower radio, which, although having no reviews and rather implausibly suggesting it might be of use to the CIA, raises questions about how such a listing can remain on Amazon. Many of the cameras stress their usefulness in monitoring children or for security. But experts, they warn misuse of the cameras could break a number of UK laws. In the US, there are very few states that have laws regulating such activity. A UPS driver has gone viral on TikTok after posting a video breaking down his weekly paycheck in the name of pay transparency. Skyler Studsman, an Oregon-based UPS driver with over 244,000 TikTok followers, well, he posted a video in October in which he shared a recent pay stub with his pre-tax earnings of $2,004 for 1 week of work. After taxes and deductions, and at a pay rate of around $44.26 per hour, Studsman's take-home pay was about $1,300 for 42 hours of work. The original video, well, it has gotten nearly 12 million views and over 11,000 comments since Studsman posted it online. And he's followed up with multiple other posts responding to the comments by users. Many of the comments expressed jealousy, while others were shocked to learn how much money a UPS driver can make. Quote, $40 an hour. Meanwhile, me fighting for my life, making $15 an hour, end quote. That's what one commenter wrote. Quote, that's good money for only 42 hours worked, end quote. So wrote another. The Teamsters, their union, well, they reached an agreement with UPS earlier this year that will see UPS drivers earn an average of $170,000 a year in annual pay and benefits at the end of a five-year contract. Jewish students are now suing their respective colleges, believing that their safety is at risk as anti-Semitism runs wild on America's most prestigious university campuses. One attorney tells CBN News that some faculty members are even encouraging students to engage and genocidal chants at major universities. Litigation comes as a widening investigation by private law firms and the Department of Education puts several top American universities under the microscope for allowing their campuses to become hotbeds of anti-Semitism and bigotry. Watch this.
The Jewish population in New York City is roughly 10%. At Columbia University, they're in the top 15 of private universities by Jewish population. And Jewish students that we've talked to at CBN, they tell us they simply don't feel safe here. One freshman even filing a lawsuit against the university for failing to protect her against anti-Semitism.
I choose to be hopeful that nobody would attack me physically. But do I feel emotionally safe? Do I feel welcomed? Not in the slightest.
Daniela is a 21-year-old freshman at Columbia University. Before her studies, she served in the Israeli Defense Forces as part of the Search and Rescue Brigade. After October 7th and subsequent war, anti-Israel protests flooded the university. Daniela even received death threats on the anonymous social platform SideChat. She's now suing the university for allowing anti-Semitism to thrive.
I'm asking for the administration to step in and ensure that anti-Semitism cannot run free on my college campus. And I think that's the minimum.
We're talking not just about verbal harassment, anti-Jewish epithets being hurled at Jewish students as they walk to class, for example.
Posters of Israeli hostages have been spread throughout New York City streets. Many have been defaced, even torn down. Now Jewish community leaders are calling it for what it is.
This is terrorism. This is terrorism.
Rabbi Dov Yonah Korn leads a Jewish community of more than 1,300 students and young professionals at Chabad House Bowery near NYU. He says the spike of assaults, vandalism, and harassment against Jews have led to a 30% increase of young Jewish students leaning into their faith.
Right, this is horrific, but thank God the Jewish people react well under fire, and this has caused such an explosion of Jewish life and Jewish community and Jewish optimism and Jewish faith and Jewish practice.
Educational consultant Jennifer Brozo says the failure of certain universities to stand against anti-Semitism is having a negative impact on early school choice.
Unfortunately, it's a little bit too late. And a lot of students have just, these schools are off their list and they're going to other schools.
Whether these investigations and lawsuits tarnish the Ivy League reputation is yet to be seen. Now Jewish leaders encourage allies and partners with the Jewish community to stand against anti-Semitism as the fight makes its way to our nation's capital. Reporting in New York City, Brody Carter, CBN News.
The Daily Mail reports that Harvard has lost a staggering $1 billion in donations over its handling of anti-Semitism on campus while its president faces pressure to resign. Billionaire Bill Ackman is continuing his campaign for the removal of Harvard president Gay over her handling of campus anti-Semitism, arguing she's cost the university significant funds. Miss Gay, 53, she survived a scheduled meeting of Harvard's board on Sunday amid calls for her removal. But her future at the Ivy League institution, well, it remains uncertain after her disastrous congressional hearing. In the letter sent by Ackman to his alma mater and posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, he claimed that Gay's testimony was not just a matter of character, but that it was costing the school money. Quote, President Gay's failures have led to billions of dollars of canceled, paused, and withdrawn donations to the university, end quote. Quote, I'm personally aware of more than $1 billion of terminated donations from a small group of Harvard's most generous Jewish and non-Jewish alumni, end quote. That's what he added. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new six-piece My Towels for only $29.98, or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our six-piece towels for only $29.98, or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being a supporter of the broadcast. As we come to the end of the year, it is vital that we have your support at WVW Foundation. Your end-of-the-year contribution is vital to our budgets for 2024. So, please, don't forget about WVWFoundation.com, our largest sponsor, when you think about making those end-of-the-year contributions. You can make a contribution online at WVWFoundation.com, or you can use our mailing address that you will find online at WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our phone number there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Our foundation exists in part to push out programming and news and information as a ministry of WVW Broadcast Network and WVW Foundation. We could put it all behind a paywall, but we push it out free. But we have to have underwriting, and you can help be a major part of that underwriting as you partner with our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. Our foundation also sponsors our Sunday night church service. It is literally a Bible study. I open the Bible on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time, as I have done with this broadcast since 2015. And we look at the issues of the day through the lens of a Christian worldview. Hope you'll join us for that church service on Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Central Time, at worldviewtube.com. It is underwritten by our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. So thank you for supporting all of the programming, news, information that we put out. Alex Newman has been in the United Arab Emirates reporting on the COP28 United Nations Climate Conference. Newman, writing for The New American, says top leaders at the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, are seeking the power to dictate so-called climate policy at the international level, and then potentially even oversee its implementation and enforcement. Critics warned that the demands were not just unscientific, but would undermine self-governance while ushering in a totalitarian, technocratic form of government. Speaking to the UK Guardian, several IPCC officials suggested that these UN so-called scientists needed vast new powers. The supposed goal, saving humanity from itself and carbon dioxide, known to scientists as the, quote, gas of life, end quote, despite being demonized as a pollutant by global warming alarmists. Quote, at some point, we need to say that if you want to achieve this aim set by policymakers, then certain policies need to be implemented, end quote. So explained UN IPCC Vice Chairman Sanya Sinvarani, who, by the way, has served as a coordinating lead author of the UN climate science body for over 10 years. Quote, as climate change becomes worse and worse, it is becoming more difficult to be policy relevant without being prescriptive, end quote. Well, leading scientists in the field, however, well, they have ridiculed the calls. Princeton University physics professor emeritus Will Harper, who served as climate advisor to President Donald Trump and is a vocal critic of the UN's alarmism, paraphrased well-known conservative pundit William F. Buckley, telling the New American he would, quote, rather have climate policy set by the first 1,000 people in the telephone directory than by IPCC scientists, so-called. Top astrophysicist Dr. Willie Soon with the Independent Center for Environmental Research and Earth Sciences was also dismissive of the proposed IPCC power grab. Soon, who recently worked with dozens of scientists to publish 3 scientific papers in peer-reviewed literature, well, it showed that observed warming could be explained by changes in solar activity and the, quote, urban heat island effect, end quote. And by the way, he was appalled by what this group is calling for. Quote, this is a rather appalling, not unexpected development for all the humble scientists at the UN IPCC to now call for IPCC to violate its own founding 35-year principle for their reports to never be policy prescriptive, but merely policy relevant, end quote. I think there's some sarcasm in that statement, but this is what he told the New American. Quote, the bad weather and extreme climate were all imagined in those scientists' computer climate model toys, end quote. So said Dr. Soon, who retired last year from the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. Quote, it is sad and dangerous for those non-elected scientists to go this far to stretch their daily dramas to the epic levels that they can literally now be permitted to stop anyone from enjoying a fine filet mignon or cooking their food with gas. This is what the power to prescribe policy that they have demanded means, end quote. Alex Newman is also over there at COP28 interviewing U.S. elected officials. He cornered Senator Lisa Murkowski, the Rhino Republican from Alaska, to ask her if the U.S. will continue its commitment to slashing fossil fuels, enacting a carbon tax, and continuing its war on farmers, even as the communist Chinese are thriving with coal-fired power plants and the implementation of fossil fuels. Senator Murkowski, Republican of Alaska, said when confronted by Alex Newman at that conference, quote, everybody needs to be a participant in the broader global solution, end quote, particularly the Chinese. Senator Murkowski also responded to criticism of the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, which is a fraudulently named Trojan horse for climate change, by stating, quote, I think that the Inflation Reduction Act was very inartfully named. That's a politically correct statement, end quote. The controversial legislation, which the White House boasts as, quote, the largest investment in clean energy and climate action ever, end quote, is the beginning of the unstoppable so-called transformation that the U.S. climate alarmists like John Kerry and Al Gore, while they are eager to accomplish, with or without the consent of we the people. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. As we have reported here at the Worldview Report, healthy people in their teens, 20s, and 30s, well, they are having heart attacks and cardiac arrest all around the world, and it's happening at an alarming rate. Most of these incidents, well, they never make the news. We simply never find out about them unless the victims are famous athletes or journalists or entertainers. Well, Here's one incident involving a nurse who went into cardiac arrest while in training for treating cardiac arrest at Dartmouth Health. Watch this.
Well, a young nurse is thanking her fellow colleagues for saving her life during a training course.
Yeah, Andy Ang just started her first nursing job at a New Hampshire hospital and was attending a training session on cardiac arrest. During the course, she herself went into cardiac arrest. The 23-year-old started to feel dizzy and nauseated and then collapsed. Ang said she never expected to become a patient. She says the experience made her realize just how precious life really is and to cherish what you have.
How ironic that this would happen during a training.
Thank goodness there are people there.
How ironic. There you have it. They didn't tell us if this young lady was vaxxed. And the folks at ABC News who covered the story, well, they probably didn't even ask. That's not something the mainstream corporate media wants to know about. If they knew it, they'd have to report it. And if they report it, they will lose their advertising contracts, right? Don't you think that's what would happen? They would lose their advertising contracts with big pharma companies. That's why we no longer get real news from the corporate media. They're all bought and paid for. And that's when the CIA isn't manipulating them and telling them what to report and not to report. We get fluff news. We get watered down reports and errors of omission. If these so-called journalists were doctors, well, they'd be guilty of malpractice. But wait a minute. We have doctors who have remained silent on the issue of vaccines as well. And of course, if you're watching this broadcast, I'm obviously preaching to the choir. You already know that mainstream news is not really news at all. It's more about narrative building and cooperating with authorities and government and big business than it is about bringing you the facts. It's about predictive programming. That's what they do. What we do here is report the facts, and I hope you support it, and I thank all of you who do. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching, sharing, and supporting our efforts to bring you independent broadcast journalism. You can support us two ways. One is by supporting our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. Thank you for that. Another way is to support our sponsors. When you support our sponsors, they support us, and we don't bring you any sponsors that we don't believe in, that we have not vetted, that we don't personally use. So rest assured, when we promote a sponsor, we believe in it. Here's one example, a brand new sponsor, and they are blowing it up. A lot of you are responding. This is Bella Grace. It's a powerful elixir. My wife's been taking it for several weeks. She brought this to us. I've been taking it. I love it. And last night I interviewed Dr. Mark Miller, who spent 30 years developing this product. It's a powerful elixir with three ingredients. It has collagen, which men need as well. It has cat's claw, which is an amazing anti-inflammatory. And it's loaded with antioxidants. And it has the third component, astaxanthin. You can find out all about it at melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. They set it up in her name since I said, well, if you believe in this product, go get them as a sponsor. And she did. And I believe in it because I take it twice a day. I literally just took some before I came on the air. So we set it up in her name and they track each and every order and subscription and they give us a percentage of each sale. So if you appreciate this show, we ask you to check into one of our sponsors, one of them being Bella Grace. You can do that by going to melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. Now, I take two of these packs a day. You can take one, but I take two a day. You just rip it open, drink it, and again, there you go. By the way, there are over 80 clinical trials on this, and that's available for you to read at melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. One of our other sponsors is The Wellness Company. That's our friend Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe. I ordered four of these for my family, eight prescription drugs, eight of them. You go to twc.health/brand and you'll find out what these eight drugs are and what they do. This is a prescription. You have to have a prescription. You can get it at twc.health/Brannon. If you do order one of these, make sure you check your email because you got more paperwork to fill out because it is a legal prescription by a doctor. twc.health/Brannon. And of course, until December 15th, it's all free shipping on your entire order at mypillow.com/B66. mypillow.com/B66. You get savings. We get credit. It's one of our sponsors. So again, thank you. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. There's a sale on flannel sheets, and there's a sale on kitchen towels. You can check it all out at mypillow.com/B66. Please use that URL. So you get savings, we get credit. mypillow.com/B66. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching, and thank you for supporting our sponsors. May God save America. Take care.